Okay, let's get started with Shmuel Beis Perek Yud Zayin, the third of four prakim relating to the rebellion of Avshalom against David HaMelech. And already in this perek, the first two prakim are on the way down, but in this perek we already see the tide is turning as Avshalom is starting to go down and David HaMelech is getting towards back on his feet. Now, the story is not finished yet, but that's what we see in this perek. So what happens? The end of the previous parak, Avshalom has come to Yerushalayim. He accepted the advice of Achitophel and took his father's pilagshim, which was really the beginning of the end for him, cutting off himself from his father. And now Achitophel gives him other advice. Achitophel, at the beginning of the parak, says to Avshalom, take 12,000 of the best fighters, go tonight and capture David, and you stay here. I'll go and I'll kill David. And then all the Am will be behind you. Just do it tonight, quickly, before he has time to get his bearings. And Avshalom found that advice correct, Vayishar Hadavar, but for some reason, before he acts on that advice, he goes to ask advice from Hushai Ha'arki, which we know is the double agent, David's friend, and the great advisor also. But Avshalom is not happy with Avshalom, so he goes, not fully happy, it seems, he goes to Hushai Ha'arki, and the Pasuk says, this is because of David HaMelech's tefillah, that Hashem should forestall and push away the advice of Achitophel. So Hushai says to Avshalom, I think Achitophel is wrong. Usually he's great, but here he's wrong. Why? Because he doesn't understand what a great fighter David is. You go tonight, he feels like his back is against the wall, and you only go with 12,000 soldiers, he's going to fight back, he's going to be like a dove shakul, like a barren bear, fighting for his life, and he's going to fight. You know it's going to be dark, and Avshalom is going to lose a lot of people, and people are going to think that the tide is turning. They're going to run away. It's just going to be bad for you. Much better idea. Take it slow. Gather thousands and thousands of Jews so that David won't stand the chance, and you'll go with a ton of people, and even if he fights hard, he won't be able to succeed. Avshalom liked the Eitzah of Hushai Ha'arki, that is what he accepted, more than the eights of Achitophel, and the Pasuk says this is partly because of Yad Hashem. What happens, Hushai turns around and sends messengers. He tells Sadok and Avyatar, send messengers to tell David what's going on. And he's buying time, but he's got to quickly go. So they send messengers, two men named Yonasan and Achimaatz. They go. They are found out, though. A Na'ar sees them, tells Avshalom about it. Avshalom sends people to try to stop them, but they hide and they are able to wiggle out of trouble. They finally end up getting to David. They tell David. David crosses the Yarden. And Achitophel hears that his advice is not going to be listened to, and he hears David is getting away, and he already sees the writing on the wall. He sees that this is it, so he goes, he tells his family, Mitzavez Beso, and he commits suicide. Vayechanek, Vayamas, and he dies, and he's buried Bekever Aviv, one of the four suicides in Tanakh, right here. David Bamachanoima, David comes, Avshalom crosses and is chasing him now, and that is how the parak ends, with David getting some supplies and some food from a couple of strangers, from Amon and Barzillai HaGiladi. We'll have to get a couple of get into them a little bit, but he gets some produce and some supplies from these strangers as Avshalom is chasing him. So again, the tide is turning somewhat, and then we'll see in the next parak what happens to the end of Avshalom. But this is the parak, the end of Achitophel, and the tide being turned. So let's go back to the beginning of the parak. Vayomer Achitophel al Avshalom. Achitophel says to Avshalom, giving him the advice, following up on the terrible advice, the tragic advice that he gave at the end of the last parak, that Avshalom should live with the Pilakshim. As he convinced him, Avshalom, yes, he was rebelling, but the extreme ways that Achitophel kept advising him, it seems like maybe he wouldn't have done that without Achitophel. That's why the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Achitophel is one of those who lost their Olam Haba. The first Mishnah in Parachelek, the Mishnah tells us on Daf Tzadi in Sanhedrin, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Olam Haba. Every Jew has a Chelek in Olam Haba. Shneimar V'amei Kulam Sadikim, L'Olam Yirshu Aretz, Netzer Matoim, Asiyad Lispar. Ve'elu Shelam Chelek Olam Haba. Every Jew, but with a couple of exceptions. So first there are categories, those who don't believe in Tchias HaMesim, Tarman HaShemayim, Mapi Karsim, but then we have certain individuals mentioned. Says the Mishnah, Shlosha Melachim Varba Hedyotos Elam Chelak Olam Haba. Three kings and four non-kings. Who are the kings? Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe. And Rabbi Yehuda says Menashe does have, but then you have the four Hedyotos, Bilam, Doeg, Achitophel, and Gehazi, right? Four of the treacherous people involved. But that's the Mishnah, and the Gemara goes through a lot of each of those stories. So let's get back now. So Achitofel gives the advice to Avshalom: go choose 12,000 men, the Akuma, the Erdefa, Achrei David Alayla. Let me go, and I'm going to attack David and take care of him. Says the Abarbanel. If you look closely in the Psukim, there are five elements to Achitofel's advice. Five elements, and he's medayagin in the Psukim. Number one: don't wait to gather all the Jews. Just get 12,000 of the best fighters and go now. Don't let David regroup. Don't let David know that you're coming, that you're gathering. Just get him on the fly. He just ran out. He's not ready. Number one, don't get all of Klal Yisrael. Just take 12,000 specific men. Number two, Avshalom, you yourself don't go. Don't put yourself in danger. What does Achitofel say? I'm going to go. Akuma ve'erdefa achrei David alayla. Right? I'm going to go. So you should stay safe. And that was also how he was trying to appeal to Avshalom. Lefishal yistakein. Vigam, and also partly Achitofel's reason for him not going was he knew Avshalom would never kill his father. And he wanted to kill David. He wanted David dead, and therefore also why he said that to Avshalom. We mentioned in the last parak, why did he hate him so much? The only reason that we could think of is because of the story of David. Either it was Stam jealousy and Gaiva, but it was also what he did to his granddaughter. We know, remember, Achitofel was the grandfather of Bathsheba. And he still felt, even though his great-grandson was going to be the king, Shlomo, but still he was blinded by his gaiva, by his hatred, and therefore this is what he did, up until the fact that he could even try to kill David HaMelech. So number one, don't wait till get all the Jews. Number two, don't go yourself. Number three, says the Abarbanel, Hashlishi Shayasa Zoz Haradifa Balayla, go tonight. Go at night, right? The power of surprise. Go tonight, and nobody will know that you are going. V'haravi, number four. Shekivein lo mar sheyarok et David. Number four, he mentions the killing of David. Right? That has to happen, he says, because then the rest of the people will follow you, Avshalom. If they see there's no other leader, then who else is it going to be? They're going to follow you. And finally, v'achamishi l'dayti. Gamkein hu amro, the fact that all of the other people are going to follow you, that's the fifth element that he writes. So number one, not everybody should go, you shouldn't go, and David has to be killed, and do it tonight, and all the other people will follow coming back. That is the Abarbanel's plan. That is the plan according to the Abarbanel. So says the Psukim now, back to Pasuk Beis. V'avo alav al kam v'hu yageya urfei yadayim. David is weak, he's tired. I'll scare him. Everybody will abandon him because he'll be left there alone. And I'm only going to take care of David, nobody else. Everybody else will come on your side. I'm going to make sure everybody's going to run away from him, which sounds ludicrous. The people who are with David are going to stay loyal to him. But Achitofel was telling him, no, it's not going to happen. I'll bring everybody back. The man that you are searching for, shalom. Right, and this is the Radak says what we just said. Hasina hagadola hazos shayasoni Achitofel as David. Such hatred. He never calls him the king. He just calls him David. He's mevaze. He doesn't call him the king. Doesn't say Amelach David because of the Maisa Bathsheba. That was his granddaughter. And even though it was all meant to be, and she was really divorced already, and everything, and David Amelach did shuva, all of that, Achitofel wasn't interested. So, Vayishar Adar Rabbeini Avshalom, this first plan, Avshalom found favor in his eyes, Uve'enei Kol Zignei Yisrael. Vayomer Avshalom, but Avshalom said, you know what? It's always good to get a second opinion. Krona Gam L'chushei Ha'arki. Kol Chushei, V'nishma'a Ma B'fiv Gamhu. Let's see what he says. Vayova Chushei El Avshalom, and Achushei comes to Avshalom, Vayomer Avshalom Elov. Lemar, Kadavar Azed Diber Achitofel. This is what Achitofel said. Hanases Dvaro, Im Ayin Atodaber. I'm looking for your advice. Vayomer Chushei El Avshalom, Lo Tovo Ha'etza, Asher Yoz Achitofel B'Pam Azoz. The Eitza, the advice that he gave, is not good, B'Pam Azoz this time. Meaning, he's not saying he's totally wrong always. Yes, he's a great man, but he's got it wrong this time. Emphasize, B'Pam Azoz. Vayomer Chushei, Ato Yadata, you know, Et Avicha V'Et Anashav Ki Giborim Eima. They're strong, Umari Nefesh, they're bitter of spirit. Kidov Shakul Basadeh. Like a barren bear. We know animals, especially bears, is used in Tanakh. When you take their kids, Forget it. They're going to rip you apart. Like a barren bear, you try to go near them, right? We used to have when I used to live in Chuslars, we had a geese near us. So you could always go over to the geese, you walk towards the goose runs away. The goose is sitting on eggs, the goose is with its young, it barks at you and it squawks at you, doesn't let you go near the young. Totally different. That's even not by a ferocious animal, but a dove shakul, that's what that's what your father is. A dove shakul, if you push him into the corner, he feels that there's no way out, so this is what he's going to act like. Don't do it. Right, this is related to a beautiful thought of the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma writes in Parshas Matos, he discusses the Ramban. The Ramban, as we know, added on to a number of the mitzvos of the Rambam that he says to add on because he deleted a number of the mitzvos that the Rambam had, so he added on his own. So in the fifth mitzvah that he added on, in mitzvah hey, the Ramban says, there's a mitzvah asay when you're fighting a war not to surround the enemy from all four sides. That's the Ramban. It's a mitzvah asay. Shenitztavinu, kishenatzur al-ir, lahaniach achas min aruchos b'li matzor. Leave one open. Shem yirtzu live roach. So if they want to run away, yilehem derach lanus misham. Ki bazen ilmola hisnaheg bechemla. Right, so we don't totally wipe out. So we let them run away. Afilo mayvenu beisam alchama. Ubo otikun. Shniftach lapesach v'shivrechu v'ishaskul v'kaseinu. And they won't be. And he says, number one, to teach us compassion. And number two, the Ramban adds, to give them a pesach v'lo yishaskul v'kaseinu. And they don't act extra strong against us. Why? Because the Ramban already alludes to this. Because when you have their backs to the wall, then you fight harder. If you feel like you have no choice, if there's a team that's going to be eliminated, they fight even harder. Right? So that's what he says. And that's the pasuk. Vayispo amidyon kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Hekifu mishtolosh ruchaseha. The Meshech Chachma discusses. So why doesn't the Rambam count that? Why does the Ramban count it? So the Ramban counts it, says the Meshech Chachma, Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Zayin, in Matos, because just like there's a mitzvah to ask to send for peace, so too there's a mitzvah to have Rachmanis on them and leave one open, one side open. You know why the Rambam doesn't count this? This is just a detail of war. It's a detail of war. Because if you circle them from all sides, umehisya usham bechayehem, because they're going to give up, yamdu al nafsham bekol she'eris kocham, v'yuchlu lasos chayel, they're going to win. If they know they have no choice. Kasher yadua bakoros ha'itim, like is known from history. You find many times when a team, when a country has their backs to the wall, they fight harder. Shekama pa'amim ba'mi godel hayeyush hanitzuach hagadol. The greatest victory often comes from the lowliest of where one is. So that's why the Rambam doesn't count it, because it's just a detail of fighting a battle, not a separate mitzvah asay. But that's exactly what Hushai says here to Avshalom. Don't fight David right now and go quickly and feel like there's no choice. Because he's going to fight and he's a warrior and he's not going to go down easily. Pasuk Tes, Hineato Nechve Bechad HaPchasim. Now he's hiding in Baalchem Nemkamos. If you go there now, he's going to run to another one. You're not going to be able to find him. Pasuk Yud, Vehu Gam Ben Chayil, Ashalibo Kleva Aryeh Himas Himas. And he... Who's he? Says Radak Achitofel. Achitofel is a great warrior. Says Hushai Ha'arki. Right, he's trying to make sure that they don't realize that he's putting on a show. Himas Yimas. Right, even he, the greatest warriors, might melt away in battle. Ki Odea Kol Yisrael Ki Gibor Avicha. Everybody knows how hard your father battles. You know, better gather more Jews. Gather thousands of Jews, and then you'll be able to fight your father better. And then you also, says Husha, you got to fight. Panecha, you have to go. What, you think the soldiers are going to be fighting strong in a strong way if you're not there? They need their leader there. You have to go out to battle. Exactly the opposite of what Achitofel said. Ufanecha olchem bekrav. You have to go out to battle. And the Bali Musar, so the Mishra Zozov quotes the Bali Musar, that both Achitofel and Hushai knew that how did all of Am Yisrael follow this? Right, it's all because they're not thinking straight. Right, how did they saw the Pilagshim get violated, and they're still following Avshalom. They don't have time to think. And that's the Yetzer Hara. You push and you push and you push, like the Mesillas Yesharim says, until you have no time to think. And that's exactly what Achitofel was trying to do. Trying to do things as fast as possible so that Am Yisrael could follow. And then before you know it, it's all done and finished. And there's nothing to talk about. That's what Achitofel was trying to do. Shekal kol chol shel Yetzer Hara va'asatan Ubimihirus ubechipazon shaladavar, acting rashly, mibeli lahashir zman v'yishav hadas lezbonenos l'machshava, without leaving time for his bonenos, for thinking. Ki berega shadam yomar la'atzmo, rak rega, bo cheshbon, right when you think about it, so then a person wouldn't be in control of the Yetzirah. That was Achitofel. How did everybody continue following Avshalom? It's part of a Maisa Satan. Go, 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 go. If you delay, it's going to calm down. And that's exactly why Hushai Ha'arki wanted to calm it down. He did whatever he could to delay, to push it off, and meanwhile they'll calm down, they'll realize who David is, and they'll realize that Avshalom is just a treacherous, rebellious child, and that's exactly what occurred. Once this was done, once he gave the advice, so the Navi describes that this is exactly what Avshalom liked better. Vayomer pasuk yudala, vayomer Avshalom v'chalish Yisrael, tova atas Hushai Ha'arki, me'atas Achitofel. I think Hushai Ha'arki's advice is better, partially also the Mefarshim say, because he had no interest in killing his father. Remember, according to that Abar Benel, we mentioned a few times, a few prakim ago, he wanted to be David to retire, and he would be the king, right? Who says he wanted to kill him? But says the Navi, he liked Hushai Ha'arki's advice better, and as if the narrator is talking. In Pasuk Yudalin, Vahashem tziva lahafer es asas Achitofel hatova. Hashem commanded to refute the advice of Achitofel, levavur havi Hashem el Avshalom es hara, to be able to punish Avshalom eventually. Good, so now Hushai gave the advice, he has a little bit more time. Vayomer Hushai, he says to Tzadok and Avyatar, the Kohanim, Kazosa Kazos Yoat Achitofel, this is what Achitofel said to do, and this is what I said to do. Make sure, he wasn't sure fully that Avshalom was going to listen to him. Tell him both plans, and tell him to try to find protection. So Yehonasan and Achimatz, these two men, go into Ein Rogel, and the Ana'ar, Vayaro Tamana'ar, a Na'ar sees them. The Malbim says this is part of Hashkacha, to be able to get Avshalom to go to battle in order to meet his end. So a Na'ar sees them. They told Avshalom, they quickly went. Pasuk Yudches, an amazing Pasuk. They went to hide in the house of a man from Bachurim. And they went to the Be'er. They hid there. They hid in the well, in the Chatzer, the wife. She puts a curtain up. She puts wheat there. Some say that there's a medrash that says, the Marikra, one of the Mefarshim in the Mikros Kedolos here, says that she took off her hair covering near where they were standing, so nobody would want to come, like by Om Ben Pelest, having the same thing by Korach. Right, she knew that these people wanted to kill, but they wouldn't look at a woman without her hair covered. So that's why they would turn around. But either way, they went, and they were able to hide out. Where did we have a Ish Mibachurim very recently? So if you look back to last parak, Parak Tezayin, Shimi Ben Gera, Parak Tezayin, Pasik Hey. The Pasik says, that man, Rabbi Shimi Ben Gera, who cursed and threw rocks at David HaMelech, he was from Bachurim. Right, says the Pasuk, and Pasuk, hey. So what's going on here? The Medrash in the Yalkut says it was his house. His wife, though, wasn't like him. His wife was believed in David HaMelech. And therefore she herself hid David. Unbelievable. And the Medrash even says, because of that, they were Zoche. Because of her Mesirish Nefesh, she was Zoche to have Mordechai and Esther, who were Moser Nefesh, the descendants. Remember we said they're from Binyamin. Binyamin from the Shevet of Shaul. That's why he was screaming and cursing David. But that's the Medrash says, because the woman, was Moseres Nefesh for these people, so that is why he was able. She was Zoche. Let me just read you the Medrash if I can find it. Hayabai Bais Beisos Shoshimi Ben Gera. Shuaya Ha'ish Babachurim. Ve'ishto Shoshimi Ben Gera Hitzilo Osam Bebachachmasa Bemesiris Nefesh. Ubischoskach Zachsash Yasimimenu Mordechai Ve'Esther. Shitzilo Osam Yisol Beis Gzeres Haman. Unbelievable. Run Dafk into that house. Dafk into that house of Shimi Ben Gera. And they were saved. And they were saved there. So she puts the weed out. They come. The Avdi Avshalom come searching. They're not able to find. They look at all her tent. But they're not in the tent. They're out in the field. But they don't find them, so they leave, and they go back to Avshalom and say, we couldn't find. Fine, Vayomer al David. David is told. Afterwards, they get out. They tell David what's going on. He passes over the Yarden. Ad Ara Boker, Ad Echad, Lo Nedar, everybody leaves. Va'achitofel ra'a pasuk chav gimel. Ki lo nesta atzaso. Achitofel sees that his Eitzo was not followed, and he realizes David's going to win. And he's a smart man, and then he realizes that it's all over. Vayachavoshes achamor, vayakam yelach al beiso al ira, he goes to his home. Vayetzav al beiso, he gives last instructions to his family. which we'll talk about soon, Vayechanek, and he hangs himself. Vayechanek, Vayamas, Vayikaver, Bekever, Aviv. So we've had, this is the third suicide out of four that we've already had in Navi. Right? We had Shimshon, we had Shaul, and now we have Achitofel. The Bar Barbanel puts together Shaul and Shimshon had better reasons for it. Shaul to prevent the Chil Hashem, Shimshon to get Nekama from the Plishtim. Achitofel had no reason. Why did Achitofel do this? Why? So the Radak says, because he knew David was going to judge him as a Morab Malchus. And instead of being killed by David, he wanted to kill himself. He'd rather not be killed by David. The Abarbanel says, maybe because he knew that Morab Malchus loses all of their possessions. So he was doing this for his family. He wanted at least for his family to have his assets. So he killed himself so he wouldn't be a Morab Malchus. He would just be somebody who committed suicide. It's another reason why he might have done it. The Reb Chaim, the Brisker Rav, in one of his Ksavim, quotes Reb Chaim that there are two elements in Morib Malchus. There's a Tosefta. The Tosefta says in Trumos, in Perek Zion, Reb Shimon Omer, call a Morib B'Malchus Beis David Chayiv Misa. Anyone who is Morib in Malchus Beis David is Chayiv Misa. Ask Reb Chaim, I don't understand. Morib B'Malchus, period. What if you're Morib B'Malchus Yisrael? You're also Chayiv Misa. Right, the other line, why Dafka Malchus Beis David? So Reb Chaim explains because there's two different halachas. One, generally, morid against the king has an option to kill them. But then there's somebody who denies and is morid against the destiny of Am Yisrael through the line of Malchus Beis David. You reject that line. That's what Avshalom did. That's what Adoniah did. That's what Achitofel did. He was kofer b'Malchus Beis David. And that, the gavr is Chaim Mis automatically. And maybe he realized that. Hamor bebechiras malchus beis David v'hadinim tluyim bebechiraso mikri merida malchus beis David v'chayim misa. Says the Rinas Yisra, quoting this Reb Chaim, he was kofer b'David HaMelech. It wasn't stam mor b'malchus beis David. And that's even worse, and that is partially also why he met such an end, even after the terrible advice, obviously, that he wanted to give Avshalom. But let's continue now. Achitofel is now dead. V'David ba machanayim, David comes to machanayim, and Avshalom passes over the Yardin, chasing him. Ves Amasa sam Avshalom tachas Yoav. Avshalom appoints Amasa, a cousin of Yoav, as his chief of staff. And Vamasa ben Ish Ushmo Yisra Yisraeli. Who is Amasa? The son of a man named Yisra, Asher ba el Avigayil, who was the husband of Avigail, a different Avigail, Bas Nachash, the daughter of Nachash, Achos Tsruya, the sister of Tsruya. Tsruya was David's sister. So what does this mean? So Nachash seems to be, that's Yishai? Says the Gemara, yes. Nachash is another name for Yishai. The Radak says, often people in Tanakh have two names. Nachash is Yishai. Why is he called Yishai? This is the Gemara in Baba Basra and Shabbos. Yishai was one of the four people that never sinned, and he only died because of the Nachash. Because of what happened with the Nachash and Chava brought death to the world. So that is why he was died Be'itio Shal Nachash. The Radak also quotes that here, that Nachash was Yishai. I saw also the Rinas Yitzchak says, what the four people on the list, Yishai, Kilav, Amram, and Binyamin. What about Chanuch? In Bereshis, he went up. What about Eliyahu? Both of them didn't die. So suggests the Rinas Yitzchak, because the four that died without sin, Be'itio Shal Nachash, right, the question is, those people didn't even die. Why do these four people have to die? If those other didn't die, maybe they did Averas B'Shogeg, these four. They didn't do Averas B'Mezid. They might have done something B'Shogeg. And that is why, and maybe that's Amram, explains Amram, right? He divorced his wife because he didn't want to have kids, and Miriam said he had to get back together. Maybe that was not considered a real Mezid. So suggest the Rinas Yitzchak, maybe that's why they died, Be'itio Shal Nachash. He has another diak relating to how do you prove Shogeg and Amazed, while the other two never did even a Chet B'Shogeg. So either way, Avshalom is chasing now with an army. Vahibu v'odav machanayim, so David comes to Machanayim, and who's there? Shovi ben Nachash, me Rabas ben Amon, Shovi, all these strangers, Machir ben Amiel, Milodavar, Barzila, Egeladi, all these people are helping him. They bring him food and kelim v'chulu. Rashi quotes that Shevi ben Nachash, we know Nachash. Nachash was one of the kings of Ammon. So Rashi says, it's the same Nachash that we know of, and this Shevi is another name for Chanun. Chanun ben Nachash. That's all Rashi says, which is somewhat strange, because a couple of prakim ago, if you remember, back in Perek Yud, Chanun is the one that David sent Nichum Avelim to, right? So that, because his father saved one of my family members. And what did he send back? He shaved the beards and cut the clothing of David's workers. What? And all of a sudden now he's helping David? So it could be, yes. Could be now he realizes who David HaMelech is and he's doing tshuva. The Radak says it's Rachok Min HaPshat, to assume it's the same person. Right, so it must be somebody else. But either way, the parak ends off with David getting food, and the Malbim just says in one line, the last line of the parak, you see here that David's punishment has already come to an end. David's already suffered enough. His Oaru Rabim L'Samcho, many people are coming to support him. Ki Achar Shaba Avshalom El Pilagshi Aviv, V'David Baruch Min Haaretz, Ki Bel Onsho. Uka'or Boker Yizrach Shemesh. Now the light is coming on again, the sun is coming out for David HaMelech. Okay? That takes us through Perek Yud Zayin.